glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I prepared a message tonight. But then while we were singing that song, this is a word which the Spirit of God spoke. And so maybe I'll just touch it. Maybe it might be just an exhortation, but I'll just touch it and then get to maybe intellectually speaking what I prepared tonight. It's Genesis, the 32nd chapter. Verses 1 to 7. Genesis 32. Can I have more volume on this? Both the mics. No? Then put more volume on this. Hallelujah. Genesis 32. So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. Can we read it together? So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Speak thus to my lord Esau, thus your servant Jacob says, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants. And I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight." Then messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We come to your brother Esau, and he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the flock that were with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two companions or companies. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Here is Jacob, the man whose very word means deceiver. We've spoken about a lot of Jacob. Hallelujah. A man who wants to deceive and get his blessings. A man who doesn't want to walk straight. This man is coming from the house of Laban. And the Bible says the angels of God met him. How many of you tonight would love to see an angel of God meet with you tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One angel appearing in a camp in Assyria destroyed the entire camp of Assyria that was trying to rise up against the people of God. Amen. One angel, if God should release from his presence tonight over your lives, I can assure you the very demonic principalities that's been coming against your mind and against your lives would be destroyed by that one angel tonight. Amen. Amen. Jacob stepped out, and he was on his way from the house of Laban, and the angels of God met him. Hallelujah. And the angels of God met with him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to understand something here. Jacob is coming out from the house of Laban. How did he go into the house of Laban? So many years later, before, he was running away from his brother Esau, and he ran all the way to the house of Laban. How many of you understand what I'm saying? It was the fact that Jacob ran away from Esau, his brother, because he had deceived him. And Esau was trying to kill him. And so he ran all the way to Laban. And now he is in another bondage with Laban. And he's somehow getting out of that bondage after 14 years there. And he's coming out. And he's running again into bondage. He's running again to meet Esau. Some of us have been getting out of one bondage and getting into another bondage. Hallelujah. But I can tell you one thing from God's word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He got out of the house of Esau, ran all the way to Laban. Now he's getting out of the house of Laban and he's looking, it looks like he's going to get into another bondage. But how many of you would love the angels of God to meet with you tonight? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now look at this place. Jacob, by the time he's coming back, and he knows that Esau is going to kill him. He realizes one thing. And Genesis 32 and verses 21 onwards tells us that he separated the flock. He went to the fold of Jabbok and spent his time alone with God. Amen. And the Lord came and wrestled with them all night. And then he got a good hold of the Lord too. And said, Lord, I won't let you go until you bless me. And listen to this. What is the Lord doing? The Lord is breaking the very muscle of his hip. Or the bone, the hip bone. The Lord is just dislocating it. You know why? Because Jacob has got this habit. He never wants to face his trouble. All the time you find him in the Bible, he's running. He ran away from Esau. He's running away from Laban, running again into Esau, and all the time running. God said, that is enough, Jacob. That is enough, Jacob. You have to deal with it. You have to face it. Hallelujah. But remember one thing, I have sent some angels your way. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. See, before Jacob saw the natural enemy, Esau will come against him. He had a vision. He saw the angels of God. That is why tonight in faith we sang that song. Oh, hallelujah. We are standing on holy ground. There are some enemies that comes against us. There are some bondages that have been coming, trying to come again into our lives. But we realize that the angels of God are encamped around us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Tonight, would you say to the Lord, Lord, I want to have a visitation from you. I want to have my spiritual eyes open. I want to recognize your greatness and your awesomeness in my life once again. Amen. I've been getting out of one bondage and running into another. I'm tired of this running all the time. I need to have a full stop to my running. Lord, please meet with me. Hallelujah. I am willing to do anything that I need to do to be alone with you. Amen. Hallelujah. You would have expected God, Jacob might in his natural mind, I would have expected God to give him a fresher anointing. He would have expected God to give him a greater blessing. But the greatest blessings that God gave him was to break his hip bone. Hallelujah. Jacob, if I give you a greater anointing, you will run with that anointing. Hallelujah. You won't be in any faithful in any church. If I give you a greater talent or a greater blessing, that will destroy you. So Jacob, what I'm going to do to you is something that you never imagined I would do to you. I'm going to break that habit of you running. That you would have to lean on me. That you can run no more. How many of you recognize in your lives you can run no more? You know, the more we spend time with God and the longer we come to know the Lord, some of you recognize all your natural strength. Things that you could face in the natural before, now you can't face it. Pandurathan thore vajan thirichu parayirunnu. Thallamodana thallayirunnu. Ippa adu pattiyala. Kai okki karthave ennu enna parayam. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. This is just an exhortation. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to sing the song one more time sitting down. And then we're going to get into a teaching. Hallelujah. One more time, lift your head and say, Lord, I want to meet with you. Hallelujah. You take care of my Esau's. You take care of my Laban's. I'm going to meet with you. Open my spiritual eyes. Let me see the angels of God encamping around me. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord.